Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I guess you might be seated. First lesson this morning from the book of Acts is the story of Saul on the Damascus Road. Now, we ought to start talking about this story with this fact, and that is that Saul was not a very nice person. He was, in fact, an evil person. He was breathing threats and murder against God's people. He was going around arresting Christians and even putting them to death. The book of Acts says that he was involved in the stoning of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Saul was obsessed with Christians, with doing away with them, putting them in prison, eliminating them. But God loves Saul. He does. And he wants this murderous, evil man to be a Christian. God the Lord, Jesus himself, loved him. And he wanted, more than anything else, Jesus did, to be Saul, to have Saul become one of his followers. But to do that, to accomplish that, God did not treat Saul in a nice way. Instead, in order for Saul to become a Christian, the first thing that God did to Saul was put him to death. He did. He reduced Saul to nothing. He appeared to Saul. Saul was on the road to Damascus walking, and he appeared to him in a flash of light, blinding light. It threw Saul to the ground. And what God said to Saul from that blinding light was accusation. He brought up against Saul all what Saul was doing wrong, his sin, the evil. He said, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" God lashed out at him, threw him to the ground, put him to death spiritually, reduced Saul to nothing. Saul was not saved on the Damascus Road. He was killed. What the Lord did to Paul on that road did not convert Paul. It did not save him. It blinded him. He couldn't see. The thundering voice, his body knocked down into the dirt, this did not make Paul into a Christian. What it did was exposed his sin. It showed Paul his evil behavior. And that's exactly what God was proclaiming to him. Why are you persecuting me? What the Damascus Road experience did to Saul was put him to death. 3 days Saul was in darkness. 3 days he did not eat. 3 days he couldn't see. When we think of our own journey, becoming Christians, being Christians, remaining Christians, God being with us, God working in our lives, we can easily think of triumphant scenes. We can use language that is uplifting and wonderful. God lifted me on high. He fills me with blessings. And all of these things are true, of course. But the first thing that God does when he wants us to become Christians or to remain Christians, to remain his people, the first thing that he does is kill us. He drives us to death. He takes away our imaginary life that we live. He takes away our pretensions, our supposed powers, our pride in ourself. He treats us like he did Saul. God accuses us. He wants us to be aware of our sin, what we're doing wrong. He knocks us down. God wants us to know that we are far away from Him, that we are empty, that we are working against Him, that we have nothing to offer. When God wants us to be a Christian, to know that He loves us, this same God, the first thing He does is put us to death. God arranged things for Saul. He sent a man to him named Ananias. And it was Ananias' job to speak the word of God into Saul's ear, to give him his sight back, to lift him up. Saul was no Christian on the Damascus road. He was a blind sinner. But Ananias, the messenger of the Lord, spoke the word to Saul, God's word. And Saul became a Christian in his baptism. It wasn't the Damascus road that showed Saul that God loved him. All the road did was knock him down, take away his eyesight, and tell him that he was an evil man. It was his baptism and the speaking of God's powerful word into his ears by Ananias that made Saul into a child of God. The text says it so simply. Saul rose and was baptized. There is the conversion of Saul. God coming to him, Ananias speaking the word, the water, God coming to Saul now, having reduced him to nothing, having killed him, God now resurrects him. Dead, buried, risen. Saul is baptized into Christ Jesus, the same Christ that God killed, that God crucified, who also spent 3 days, as Saul did, dead, risen. It's into that Christ, that Jesus, the same Jesus who confronted him on the road, the same Jesus that sent Ananias to speak the word to him, it's that Jesus that Saul is baptized into, that he is joined with in the water and the word, that resurrects him from the death of his sin, the death of his old life. His old self dies. The self that was putting Christians to death, that was opposed to God, gone. Dead in baptism, risen again. This new person, Saul, who eventually will get a new name, Paul, will become a great missionary in the book of Acts. The old one is gone. The new one is come. He is alive. This Saul, new, clean, and holy. So it is with us. When God makes us into Christians, when God wants us to know again and over again that we are indeed His people, His children, Christians, He doesn't do it in a path of glory. He doesn't lift us up and elevate us, you know, step by step into some, you know, tremendous vision of Him up in heaven so that we float away on the clouds. Rather, over and over again, God accuses us, brings to mind again our failures, not to drive us away, not to send us far away from Him, but to take away any faith we have in ourselves, take away any pride we have, and to drive us and to move us into faith in the Son of God who died and rose again. He does this by sending His word to us, preaching His word in our ears, opening the scriptures to us, and reminding us over and over again of our baptism. Daily, we live our baptism. Daily, we are put to death under that water. Daily, we rise up again. Lord, You have forgiven me yet again. Yet again, I'm failed. But here, Jesus has died for me. I'm baptized. I rise today now to serve You in new life, to do the things, to trust in you for forgiveness, resurrected. Every day we rise, forgiven, new life, a Christian, saved by the Word of God and holy baptism. Saul was baptized, became a Christian. His old life was gone. And you know what? Probably the most amazing thing about the story of Saul is that he became a full-time church worker, a pastor, a missionary. Right away in the story we even read, immediately he starts testifying about the Messiah to those who are around him. The greatest persecutor in the history of the church became the greatest preacher, the church. God called him into full-time church work. You too, baptized, you've died and risen again, and God preaches his word into your ears. Maybe you, wherever you are in your stage of life, maybe you will become a full-time church worker like Paul. It could be a pastor, a missionary. The church sure needs them. Maybe you will become a Lutheran school teacher, sharing God's love with children. The church sure needs them. Maybe you'll be a director of Christian education, or a deaconess, or a full-time church musician. It could be. The church needs them just as they did in Paul's day. Or maybe it could be that you will be a faithful father, a faithful mother. Perhaps God will call you to be a kind neighbor. Perhaps God in your workplace will use you to benefit the world. And perhaps there will be people in your workplace that need to hear about Christ or be invited to come to church and to join a community and to hear about the God who raises people from the dead and from sin. Maybe you will be one who works hard every day to the glory of God. The church sure needs those kind of people. Whatever path the Lord God puts you on, once he has put you to death, and once he has risen you up again, the call is certain. Serve him. God has put your old self to death. It's gone. Just as surely as Saul became Paul and he didn't persecute the church anymore, you are a new person. Risen up in holy baptism. You are new and clean and holy. And now, go forth to serve the Lord who has taken away your sins and brought you to new life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.